things about today?
Good work. You know, the team's getting better. There's no doubt about that. We're six practices in now with nine to go. And making good progress, seeing some separation at some positions. Big downer today, Troy McCormick. Looks like he's got a pretty severe knee injury. And so that was that's the most unfortunate part of the game is the injury factor. And we wish him the best. And it looks like he's going to be on the shelf for quite a while.
I heard you say to Devontae as he walked out that it's important that those guys make him feel supported right now.
Absolutely. Everyone's got to lend their support. And, you know, he's just a great kid. It tears your heart out to see that happen. And like I said, it's the most unfortunate part of football is the injury factor.
At quarterback today, Chase Hansen appeared to us to have a pretty good day, to me at least.
Looked like he had a very good day. You know, as we looked at it live, you know, you got to watch the tape to find out for sure. Looked like Travis did some good things. And those two guys seem to be separating themselves from the pack. You know, of course, Kendall will be the other guy in the mix in the fall. But seeing some good things out of Chase and Travis.
What was your first impression of the offensive line today?
Pretty good. I thought we ran the ball fairly efficiently. We got a pretty good front on defense, and I thought there was some creases there. And they're playing hard. We only got 10 of them, you know, so we're a little bit thin right now at the offensive line. And that'll be fixed in the fall. We recruited five freshmen that'll come in and help us. But right now they're working hard and starting to come together as a unit. You know, they're gelling, the five guys that are working together with the first group, and so it's been positive.
What can you tell us about Tani Lehauli? Obviously, you got a lot of work with Troy going down.
So yeah, he did a lot of things today and got a lot of reps, and Bubba necessitated Bubba Poole playing more running back than slot, you know, which was not ideal for us, but, you know, we're going to have to reevaluate and see what his role is going to be now that Troy is going to be on the shelf for a period of time, and so we may even look at moving another player to running back as well.
Does the injury make you think about possibly using Devontae more in live work?
Booker?
Yeah.
Not at all. He will never get in live action. Not till he lines up against Michigan. So.
What about Sunio? We saw him on the sideline today. Is he doing better?
He is. He's doing better. He's just got back off that hamstring last practice. This is the second practice back. And he's shown some good things. We think he's got a lot of upside.
How would you sum up this week as a whole?
Very productive. Got a lot of work done, a lot of situational work. Always working fundamentals and techniques. But I think that we definitely took a step forward as a football team again for the second week in a row.
I saw you flipped J.J. Dielman and Sam Tebbe halfway through practice on sides. Is that something you're just kind of playing with?
Yeah, we're going to try to get a look at Sam and Jackson both on the left side a little bit. And, of course, J.J. played right all last year, so that's where he feels most comfortable. But you never know down the road, you know, who you're going to need and who you may have to depend on at certain spots. So we're going to try to do that as the rest of spring goes on, give both Sam and Jackson, as well as J.J., work at that left tackle spot.
Are you seeing separation at the tight end spot?
Evan Moya is probably the guy that's been the most surprising in a positive way. He's stepped up. Ciale is doing a nice job. And Harrison Hanley is dramatically improved as well. So we're seeing them all get better. Not a whole lot of separation. But Evan is the guy that really is doing some good things.
Harrison looks a little bit maybe thinner to me. No?
Same 245, 250. Yeah,
I was just wondering maybe with some of the receivers, is there any chance he lines up wide more?
No, not right now. That's not in our plans. No.
What are you looking forward to next week at practice?
Next week at practice, looking forward to just more progression with both sides of the football. We'll have more install for both sides. You know, the install is not quite complete yet. And just more of the same as far as concentration and energy and putting together. You know, we've put together six good practices now. We have not had a bad practice. We need that to continue next week.
Do you envision cutting more reps for the quarterback?